With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz says it's vital that Congress extend the Trump tax cuts.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was so critical for the success of our country and the economy under the Trump administration. I mean, two main components of the Tax and Jobs Act for small businesses, the 20% tax deduction and the immediate expensing, were huge, huge opportunities for small business people to reinvest in their businesses.
Ortiz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on another impeachment vote to remove South Korea's president.
With 204 votes in favor, South Korea's parliament has impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his stunning and short-lived martial law decree. Yoon's presidential powers and duties are now temporarily suspended. Prime Minister Han Duk-soo is taking over. Outside parliament, crowds roar and wave glow sticks, celebrating another defiant moment. South Korea's constitutional court now has up to 180 days to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his power. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Texas has filed a state litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
That's correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. The litigation marks a new challenge to interstate telemedicine, also introduced in constitutional issues. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia, SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Fairfax County Circuit Court has refused to quash a lawsuit filed by students against the school board's policy of punishing them if they refuse to use the fellow students' preferred pronouns. School officials have tried repeatedly to get the suit thrown out to no avail. Under a program designed to promote transgenderism, Fairfax County will punish a student up to 5 days of suspension if they fail to use designated pronouns. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey conducted by GBAO Strategies confirms that President Trump made big inroads with Jewish voters this year. Mr. Trump won 26% of Jewish votes in November. That's up from 21% in 2020. Jewish voters' opinions of the candidates' Israel's policies help explain the president's gains. While 48% of Jews thought he would be more pro-Israel than President Biden, only 7% said the same of Kamala Harris. This is SRN News. U.S. Marines have begun their drawdown from the Japanese island of Okinawa.
The partial transfer of U.S. Marines from Okinawa in Japan to Guam is now underway, 12 years after Japan and the U.S. agreed to reduce American troop presence on the southern Japanese island. Under the plan, some 9,000 Marines will be transferred off Okinawa in phases, including some 4,000 that are going to Guam. Okinawa, which was under U.S. post-war occupation until 1972, is home to a majority of more than 50,000 American troops based in Japan under a bilateral security pact. Many Okinawans have long complained about the heavy U.S. military presence on the island. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Senate's pushing toward a vote on legislation that will provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. Senate Majority Chuck Schumer began the process Thursday for a final vote on the bill known as the Social Security Fairness Act. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.